time now for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Toyota Sound, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
A little slow with my buttons. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I was trying to figure out where we were on the boards here, and I figured it out. So that being said, welcome to PCSN Live here on WSKV. This is David Faulkner along with Ken Simon, and we're going to go ahead and get it started. We'll talk a little girls' soccer.
Yeah, the girls actually ended up playing the district and regional tournament since the last time we were on, and it was over in Estill County. Again, we've talked about this. We'll continue to talk about it. Great facility over there. They did a really nice job of hosting the district and regional tournament, and the Lady Pirates ended up losing in the championship to Estill County. 4-0 was the final score. The Lady Pirates actually had lost twice to the Lady Engineers. And then the Lady Engineers ended up winning the regional title. But in the regional tournament, the Lady Pirates ended up losing 2-1 against Letcher County Central. That was on Saturday. David had the call on that one. And, you know, when you I felt like that the Lady Pirates, with that particular match against Letcher Central, I felt like they had the better draw going up against Letcher. At least I felt that way on paper, the way that the Lady Pirates had kind of been playing. But obviously it was a tough match. You know, you were there and saw it firsthand. I listened to you on the radio. And it's unfortunate. I felt like the Lady Pirate team really had an opportunity to get into that championship game, realizing that Estill was the odds-on favorite, just the way that their season had been really physical for them.
Well, it was less than 2 minutes in, and Letcher had their first goal. And it was kind of like we did when the boys game, when it happened
Jackson
early.
City.
We're like, this could be the only goal we see. And you're kind of – you're on kind of, you know, edge. We got shots on goal, but not as clean as we would like. And there were several times we had chances, but they really had packed it in on us. And, Letcher, I watched them last year in the regional tournament, and they pride themselves as well on defense. I think Powell County does a really good job on defense as well. I think we need a few more strikers up front, not just one or two. We need two or three more that have got some experience and really got a lot of power. And I'm not sure this team had that. Maybe a couple of players short this year as a result of watching them all season long.
Right.
And we had lost a player midseason. And it was a player that didn't come back from last year's team that if you put all the kids out there that were available last year, I thought this team was going to be very competitive. And I think they still were competitive. But
missing a couple of those players from last year's team.
Yes,
agreed.
Yes. And I think they would have had the experience out there where you were playing. I'm not knocking freshmen at all, but when you're playing kids that haven't played varsity soccer as of yet, and you have players who have played in those big games, that experience is unreplaceable. And but that being said, I think they got some really talented young players that came up this year. Now they'll have the experience going into next year. We do lose a couple seniors that are, I think they're just kind of, with number one, Carly Patrick is one of those seniors we're going to lose. And I think she's kind of the heart and soul of the team. I really do. Defensively, she could play anywhere. Then they brought her back a little bit midfield this year. And she had a tremendous amount of power. I think the kid can go play, some college soccer somewhere if she'd like to. And, there's other seniors that we're going to have out there. I know
Kendra Lee. Elizabeth Reif.
Both those two kids played similar positions. Kendra Moore on the defensive back. Those two were always the designated throwers on their side, whichever one it was. And that experience, it's hard to catch up. I think Kendra's a little bit more experienced than Elizabeth was. But those three players are going to be big time missed. And you talk about those three kids. Those are really the core, some of the core defenders. They brought Maddie up from defense, Maddie Patrick up to play more mid. And, you know, Kendra and was playing more back. And, man, the defense is going to take a little bit of a hit with the kids we're losing this year. They got some nice kids coming up. We hope we can feel that. And then, in the, you know, in the spring, you get your middle school season and maybe have a chance for some of those kids to get some experience. And that's kind of a nice thing where you get middle school soccer in the spring. Guess what? You roll those kids right into summer and right into your fall season. The way it works out, it's really a nice little stepping stone to high school soccer.
Right.
They have just finished the season when really you're starting your summer practices. And guess what? These kids are just as in shape as any of your varsity kids will be at the time.
Right.
So it'll be a really nice transition over as they come to high school and play. But again, I thought this season was successful, but probably not as successful as we would have thought it would be.
Yeah, I think going in, our expectations were fairly high.
Yeah.
Right? Expecting the team from last year, with the exception of losing those seniors, thinking, okay, yes, we've got a solid core coming back. And as you mentioned, a couple of those players didn't necessarily come out to play this year. That's unfortunate for whatever reason. But sometimes when you lose those players, not that somebody's not next up, but as you mentioned, just that experience in and of itself.
Yep.
When you go down 1-0 within those first 2 minutes, for an upperclassman, a little bit different mindset. As an underclassman, now you're almost panicked and you're like, okay, don't make a mistake. Don't make a mistake, yeah. Right? It becomes a mental state of mind.
We watched them play the last, and to me it was more, they peaked early. They played well early.
Yes.
And kind of, I don't know, it just lost some steam late. The last, 3 weeks of the season, they didn't look as good as they did early. I don't know the answers. I'm not that, you know. I watch the game. I enjoy watching the game, but the ins and outs of soccer, I'm still trying to learn as we go through this process. But it's a great game, and I give these kids tons of credit because I will say this, and this goes for both girls and boys. These kids are well. The coaches have put them through a big time effort to get them in shape, and these kids are ready. They could play. They might get away with playing two matches in a day. I mean, they're in really good shape. So,
yeah.
Kudos for the kids for putting in the hard work to get that kind of shape, and kudos for the coaches to get them to that point to where at least you're fresh that second 40 minutes. Some teams kind of fizzle out, but now, you know, Letcher Central also, everybody works hard these days, and you know, nobody kind of slacks up. And Letcher's just solid defensively, and again had a good goalie. And I'm not blaming anything on our goalie. One of the goals they got in the tournament was over her head it was just over the top. It was a higher kick that she jumped as high as she could, strut over her head, and just no way she could get it. It was just a perfect kick for their second point. And sometimes it just goes that way. So. You know, these kids that they're graduating will be sorely missed next year. I really miss them from playing. And, but again, you go forward, you got to build on next year as well. You know, soccer is the only sport other than football where you can't play up. So these kids that are in middle school, they may be some really good middle school soccer players that come right in and just click. But again, you're not allowed to play up in middle school and soccer at the KHSA level. So, I get that. Soccer is what the second or third most dangerous sport you can play. So that's the purpose for keeping the kids out of soccer rather than playing early.
Right. And, you know, even going back as far as defense for this team, not a lot of goals given up by the Lady Pirates. So they were solid. Of course, when you're losing 1-0 or 2-1, it's tough.
It makes your record look kind of askew.
Yeah,
because
of course.
You're better than your record indicates.
Right.
But you, when you work on being defensive. I'll say the U.S. national team from several years ago, man, we were awesome defensively, and we just couldn't score a goal.
Right.
It didn't seem like. But they would consider themselves lucky to get that one or two goals to beat somebody 1-0, 2-1. That was your scores, or get the PKs. And I enjoy watching good defense, but I think you got to have a little bit more attack.
Agreed, and I think if there is a shortcoming for the Lady Pirates team this season, as you mentioned early on, I felt like we were a little bit more aggressive offensively.
Seemed like
and
we were.
And something happened, again, in the latter stages where we weren't nearly as productive offensively as we once were. I don't know if, you know, the passing, the defense for the other team stepped up.
I probably think it's more maybe we played some weaker competition early that we played stronger late. You know, Victoria could probably answer that question if we ask her. Some of the kids may be able to. But there was something amiss the second half of the season, or at least what appeared to us. We broadcast some games early, then they went away for a while and played. Then they came back and we do some games, and it didn't look as sharp. But again, it could have been just the opponents. If you put a good defensive team out there against any team and they shut you down, you don't look like you're clicking on all cylinders.
Right.
So even though this team may be clicking on the same cylinders they were early, it didn't look like they were because of the other team's defense.
True. And if anything, there's, you know, probably I would like to see the Lady Pirates get a little bit more physical, especially when you consider the district opponent of Estill County. Estill County is a lot more physical than the Lady Pirates, and I think that because they're more physical, that kind of throws the Lady Pirates off just a little bit.
They were in the regional game as well. When I got there a little bit, I didn't get there late, but I watched some of from the end zone and then went upstairs and watched the second half, and they're a very physical team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
But you have to be.
I think so. I think that you have to be. And we're not very big. I watched the other teams too, and they're not huge either, except for when the Jackson City team was big for the boys' side.
Right.
But you don't see really that big of kids. Now, Perry Central has some big kids on the boys' side. But on the flip side, on the girls, Ledger Central, they weren't any bigger than we were. But they were very physical. And I saw that last year. They were probably one of the most physical teams I saw last year. So that being said, we just didn't do well against really physical teams. To your point, we got to get it a little bit tougher, stronger, more physical right back. Again, like I said, Carly, I think she's very physical. I think Kendra's very physical.
Yes.
But take those kids off. That's who your seniors. Maddie definitely is physical. We're not even going to consider Maddie Patrick not being physical. But, you know, and Avery holds her own. Avery Lynn holds her own with anybody. She's small, but don't let that fool you. But we got some other kids that aren't as physical as those kids. And all it takes is a couple of players that aren't as physical that's your difference.
Well, and defensively, if Letcher Central, as the example, is packing it in defensively, right at that point, now you're stepping into those passing lanes. You're not giving them those opportunities. In some way, somehow, the Lady Pirates need to improve, let's say, dribbling, right, in order to get by, to make those passes, and or even, we've talked about this as well, you know, if I'm passing you the ball, you almost kind of need to be prepared and or even angle a little bit towards me, because what happens now, the defense is seeing it. Oh, they're going to step right in front of you for my pass to you. They're going to take it and they're going to go the other way. So we're going to have to, like, start coming towards the ball a little bit more and or putting a little bit more on it. And obviously, there's a huge difference between grass and artificial turf.
Well, I think that
huge difference.
You look at the top teams and it's the wound up being in the region. A lot of these teams are turf teams.
Yes.
On the boys' side, Hazard, Perry wound up being back in the finals, both turf teams. Then you look at, you know, Jackson City, who got beat in the boys, they were playing a turf team. Estill County, girls, turf team. Perry, girls, turf team. So, yeah, it makes a difference playing on the turf.
The ball just bounces differently. It's got a lot more skip to it.
Yeah.
But then the other teams were reacting, realizing that, and again, stepping up defensively, stepping into those passing lanes, and almost predictive. right?
It's definitely a factor. The turf is, and it is. We've said it before. It's not like just because that's going to got the new field. We said it before when Perry had the advantage. Hazard also had turf, so did Letcher. But on our end, nobody had turf. We go battle those guys. It was a struggle. And I think the change of the grass is part of the reason. And also for our field, we're a smaller field than a regulation soccer field.
More ground to cover.
Yes. So those kind of things kind of, I don't know, they kind of space you out enough to where it causes some issues. But, you know, when you look at the, I would like to go back and look at the stats on the game. I didn't look at them after the game, but it seemed like maybe we might have had more shots on goal than did Letcher Central. They just weren't clean shots on goal. So we did do a good job with attack. They just did a really good job on defense. And you have to give Letcher Central credit for that.
Yeah, again, you know, they showed up.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying that they wanted it more, but in some ways I'm not quite sure that we developed that mindset of wanting it more.
Well, I think we got there last year. I think they were wanting to get back to that spot. But Estill County was just, I tell you, just give them credit because they recovered from last year. And I heard Josh mention, Josh Yost, during the broadcast. They were talking about rebuilding, and you lose players like they lost last year. And I didn't think they would be as talented this year. They were better, and they lost some really good players last year, and they were just as good, if not better, this year. So they're doing a really good feeder job with soccer, like they do in softball. They just kind of reload, retool, and here you go. And they had several freshmen on that starting group for Estill. And, you know, they were just way too much for Letcher. So, I don't think anybody was getting past Perry, but it'd been nice to have the runner-up versus the out in the first round.
Agreed. And the Lady Pirates actually ended up losing 6 of their last 7 matches.
Yeah. I think that played into it.
Agreed. That was kind of a rough stretch along those lines. And I think really when it comes to just the mindset, they want to win. Don't get me wrong, but at the same time, it goes back to, okay, now we're truly playing for something. It's not just another game. Therefore, it takes that extra effort, stepping into those passing lanes to defend, making that extra pass or that extra dribble in order to get by somebody. Again, it takes that little extra effort in order to get you over the hump, as opposed to, you know, it's just another match.
Yeah, but it's also a mindset with Estill County. Shutting us out, I think, both times they played us this year.
Yeah, 3-0 and 4-0.
So, this is not like you're looking ahead to
4-2. The original one was 4-2.
First one, 4-2.
Yeah.
But since the first game, I mean, they shut everybody out. I mean, they're pretty good. But looking ahead, you're thinking, if you're Balcony, well, if we beat Letcher, we're probably going to get beat tomorrow. That's not the right attitude to have. I'm not saying they did. It's just, that could have been the attitude they had.
But I get, and you and I have talked about this, if you and I are going one-on-one, pick any sport, doesn't matter, and you dominate me on a regular basis, well, at this point I'm saying, well, today's my day.
I say it every time, and I'll use softball for that, you know, analogy. I always go in thinking, we got a chance today. And,
sure.
But I always know also the recipe for losing. Give up X amount of runs, you're probably not going to win. Same thing with soccer. Give up X amount of goals. You know, I think this team, if you give up more than 2, you're probably not winning. And that's awful to say. Our defense, though, is so strong. Even giving up 2 points is a lot. And we just didn't score enough late in the season to be able to even get over those 2-goal matches.
Right. Again, congratulations to the Lady Pirates. It was fun to watch.
It was fun to watch, yes.
Absolutely. Fun to watch. Enjoyed them. Just wish that somehow they could get over the hump.
I would take those kids over anybody else's kids that we watch play. It's not that at all. It's not at all.
Great student athletes.
Yes, I just think that this year, Estill County was the best team, clearly, in girls' soccer. We mentioned that even prior to the tournament starting. And to be able to showcase that on their own field, which was the first region they had held there since they got the new stuff.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it had to mean something to them. You know, the boys didn't make it that far, but the girls kind of got the bragging rights for Estill County, for the region. So
15-6-1 overall, 6-0 in the region,
yeah,
are the Lady Engineers.
And you know, we'll talk about the same thing on the flip side when we talk about the boys, which we'll get to in a minute. But it's same kind of dominance by the winner. But good luck to Estill County as they advance forward. And next year, hopefully Powell County can retool, regroup, and come back next year, be one of the regional, have a chance at the region tournament next year.
And there are actually tournaments, regional tournaments still going on. The girls' regional, or excuse me, the girls' state tournament does not start until Monday the 16th.
Wow, we finished way early then.
And so that will be South Laurel versus Estill County.
So I am glad to know that somebody else starts way early. What is Estill County going to do for a whole week?
I don't like it to be there,
no,
because there's still a ton of soccer games going on in the region,
big
boys and girls.
And I'll say this again. We rush to start this thing on Saturday, right?
And I
get it. It's convenient for the long drives for Letcher, Perry, Hazard, those guys. It's not good for the winter. I don't care what
you. No, because you have a week off.
Yes. And that
more than a week, because Monday would have been the championship. So Monday to Monday, still a
week.
A week
and then
off.
The boys are going to have the same thing for theirs. And
long time.
It's just a little bit too long for me. Unless the boys start the end of this week, which I don't think that happens. But we'll get to that when we get to that in a minute. But, yeah, that's a bone that I – the other teams are waiting for a reason.
Yeah, agreed.
And a good reason.
Yeah. Well, at that point, I can throw in another two matches.
Or, yes,
right?
you could play on Saturday. We're going to start this thing on – Wednesday, Thursday. We're going to play Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday.
Right.
Which would be perfectly fine. In a four-team region, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, play both your championship games on Friday. You've played and you're fresh and ready to play on Monday.
Correct. Yes.
I mean, it's just, it doesn't make sense.
Why we do it so early.
No, we do that in softball, and I complain every single time we do it, and it just drives me bananas.
Well, like we've talked before, you know, it's one thing to take a day off, right? But now all of a sudden you're taking two, maybe three, and you can only do so much in practice. You can only simulate so much.
Another good team.
Right, you can't. And that's a long time for a team to bounce back.
No, this is changing a topic, but I'm not really changing the what we're talking about. Look at the playoffs in baseball. You know, the Orioles get 5 days off, they're out. The Dodgers get 5 days off.
They're almost out. Right.
The Braves, best team in baseball, lose the first game because they had 5 days off.
Yes.
We saw the Phillies come out of the wild card all the way to the World Series because of time off. Those championship teams are getting beat because I think there's too much downtime.
Agreed. Yeah. You can't. So, you can only practice so much. Again,
yeah,
you're
I
making
mean,
our point.
That, no, that's
another
was,
way.
That's
yeah.
the reason I was making it. It's just.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing to our kids, regardless who the winner is.
Right.
If we're putting them in a disadvantage because it's a week down from not playing. It's hard to do.
Well, and mentally, physically, right, to bounce
you
back.
You lost your momentum.
Yeah, you have.
You have lost your momentum. But
so
anyway.
That definitely needs to be looked at again. That's just
yeah, all you folks making the
cents.
Decisions, I know it's the ADs and the policy board, but, man, you've got to rethink that for the kids.
For the kids.
For the kids.
Bottom line.
Rethink it.
Yeah,
so,
for the kids.
We'll take a break here on BCSN Live.
Join us for Overtones, hosted by Renee Cobb and Rachel Crow, featuring the very best in local music, musicians, and the Lexington music scene, and highlighting songs and songwriters with a Kentucky connection. Tune in each Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on Pickup Country, 104.9 FM, your one-of-a-kind, all-of-the-time station, and on the web at listenlikealocal.com.
ProTech Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Powell County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
With Whitaker Bank's new home equity line of credit, qualified applicants can borrow up to 90% of their home's value with no closing costs. With Whitaker Bank's home equity line of credit, you only pay back 1% of your balance monthly, and you process your withdrawals with Whitaker Electronic Banking. Stop by Whitaker Bank and see how our new home equity line of credit can help you. Whitaker Bank proudly supports your Powell County Pirates. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center for quality health care close to home. It's why we're here, providing compassionate, personalized care whenever you may need it, so you, your family, and our community can all thrive. Because no matter where you are in life, nothing is more important than your health. Clark Regional Medical Center, from the routine to the unforeseen. Count on us. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
All right, we got off a little. That's just one of those hot button topics with bees. This is the time. I didn't realize that until you mentioned it, but it gets me, it gets my fuel going.
Well, because ultimately it goes back to you're giving our student athletes an unfair situation.
Yeah,
it's
it's
not fair to them to have a week off.
No.
And expect to be able to bounce back and compete not only within a region, but even within a state.
Yeah, and I'll say this, the policy board, the board of control for our region needs to rethink this. This is, I know what they think, and I know what they always say. If it's a problem that the region is so spread out, if that's the issue, play them, you know, one night at a time and play them the next week and just spread out your tournament longer or whatever you need to do. But you don't need to be off for a week before your tournament starts for the next one. We try to rush our district in, even in softball and or baseball. Let's get it done by Monday so we can wait till next Monday. Why?
Correct.
There's no reason to do that. Let's play a few more games the regular season that week. Let's play our tournament at the end of the week. I understand weather sometimes is an issue, especially for softball and baseball, not as much for soccer. But, man, you're just really hamstringing those teams when you do that to them.
You're right, but even in basketball and or volleyball, right, even now our girls were basically going to have a week off before the district tournament started. Fortunately, they, you know, scheduled a match coming up tomorrow night, but – almost on one hand, they were about ready to have a week off before the district tournament.
And people complain because you add games late. And I wasn't mentally prepared to do a game tomorrow night. I was thinking, okay, man, the vacation starts tomorrow, ready to go. But this is, to me, a needed game. We'll talk about it more in a minute, but it's a needed game for the volleyball team to pick up because you can't simulate the game in practice. You just can't do it. So if they could have back-to-back successful games going into next week, it's much better than not. Now, if you have you drop a bad game tomorrow, that's on you. But if you come out and you play well like did the last time they played, then you're on a different slant.
Well, even going back to as far as the travel time, even in basketball, though, look at how far we travel during the week going to Perry Central, Letcher, whoever might be hosting in basketball.
Listen,
And we make that work,
It's an issue. Soccer is less of an issue. You're only getting four teams in the region. It's a two-day tournament, really. I mean, if you play the two girls' matches on one night and you play your two boys' matches on one night, have a girls' final, a boys' final, or have them the same night, minimum of 3 days to finish it. Guess what? Do that on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You know, you play one, and then you go play on Monday. You know, maybe you add a game on Monday or Saturday the previous week, and you go play a regular season game, and come back, and you play your tournament a couple of days later. To me, makes more sense, which is some of those other regions are doing that in soccer, are finishing theirs up on Saturday, and they'll play on Monday.
Right.
And I think that's... I think that's a much better way to do some things.
I would totally agree.
But anyway.
You're exactly right.
Soccer,
we digress.
We have. We just, again, there are certain issues that come up that really kind of get me started.
Hotbeds. I get it. Yeah. So now let's talk about boys soccer. As the Pirates ended up making it to the championship match, faced off against Jackson City as Powell County
play.
district play, excuse me. Yeah, Powell County ended up defeating Wolf County, and then Jackson City defeated Estill County.
Let's say this about the Wolf County game, though. I would think by far the best Wolf County has played all season.
Agreed. Yes,
and
definitely.
That was a perfect game plan by Wolf County. I will have to commend them for what they did. And their goalie had to be, and they made the all-tournament team. Their goalie did. He was phenomenal.
One of the best that we've seen all season.
Well, I mean, he knew the pressure was on him to stop any goals we had, and we had several attempts. They just weren't clean shots because they were all packed in. But Powell County was able to get the one goal, and that's all we needed to get the victory going forward. But again, good win for the Pirates, but, you know, really good game plan for Wolf County, who was defeated twice by Powell County this year. And,
yeah, we beat them 9-1 and 6-3. The 6-3 took.
It was in PKs.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's. That
or
goes
extended to, time. Double overtime. Yeah. Not so, PKs, but
no,
double
you're
overtime.
Right. But, I mean, that's just, to me, that is. That's a big turnaround. You have to do some drastic things sometimes if you know you're not going to win the normal way. So let's play it a different way. And they were successful with what they did, which made it tough on the Pirates. Then had another tough Jackson City match where they had also beat them twice regular season.
Yes.
And come back and lose by one.
Correct. 1-0.
To Jackson City on a, was that a PK?
It was, yes. Yeah. And then we had a PK opportunity
and missed
didn't convert. Yes.
Yeah, which wound up going to like extra time. But it was a really good game that the championship was between Powell Jackson City.
But they scored early as well.
And the
Estill Jackson City
game was really good.
But, it was, yes, because that actually went to PKs and actually extended PKs. They went through their first five and then went on. I think it took, maybe two more?
Two players into the sudden death.
Right,
the,
yeah.
Sudden death. So
that was a good match.
It was a really good match. So the district was exciting. The region, on the other hand, wasn't as exciting for the Pirates. Again, it was an early goal to Perry. And I think, again, at about a minute and a half mark, they get a goal. And it was just like, oh, no, here we go. And then we fought hard and battled and just didn't give them nothing for a long time. And then I think they got the second goal. And they were really good defensively. We had opportunities to score, and again, their defense was really strong. Statistically, when you look at the defensive numbers, Powell County had the best team of anybody in the region. That being said, Perry Central was explosive on offense and had the second best defense in the region.
Right.
So, you hold them to two. You played a pretty good game. But you couldn't score a goal on their defense, which is the key again. And the boys have got more quote goal scorers. Just maybe the speed just wasn't. We did not have any speed advantage against Perry Central. They were as fast or faster than we were, and that was one of our strengths all season was our speed. And
Correct.
It wasn't a strength against Perry; that was their strength.
And really, when you go back and look at the losses that the Pirates ended up having, 2-0. Where am I at here? 1-0, 1-0, 1-0, 2-0.
All
so,
that.
I mean, you talk about those matches, even with the girls, you're right in it and just can't get enough scoring going. But then you can turn around, though, and in some of the matches score 6 goals, 9 goals, 12 goals, 10 goals, 4 goals.
But when you played somebody that was a competitive, that played better defense, those are your shutdown games.
That's where you struggled, right.
Yeah, so you got to, again, find a way to get more opportunities to score on those really good defensive teams. And again, I think we're one of those really good defensive teams. But, man, we talk about the kids. This senior class.
They're going to be missed. They've been playing.
And we're not even talking
while.
About just the starters.
Right.
I mean, they got subs on this team that just make a difference. You know, you take Kyle Nickel, who actually started on Saturday, and then Brendan Bush, who came off the bench. These two kids, both first-year players. Kylie, even mid-season, came out mid-season.
Yeah, about 4 weeks ago, yeah, maybe.
I mean, he really played well. Brennan played really well. And then you have your normal kids that played for 4 years. You know, Aiden Barry, I mean, he's going to be so missed.
Aiden King,
which he's probably the more vocal kid on the sideline for his kids. he got in to play some offense late in the game. I was proud of Bernie for putting him out there and let him just try to do something offensively. Knowing a 2-0 game, we're probably not going to score a goal. Just make sure he gets some minutes out there.
Right. And then Caleb Epperson, had an injury, saying, that cost him senior season.
And you take those five kids, and I said this on radio several times, you won't find me any team out there. I would challenge anyone to find an academic better team than those five.
The seniors,
I'm telling you, they are maybe all five will be valedictorians at the end of the season. We'll see. They'll probably be fighting it out for top honors in the class. And I would bear to say all of them are above 4.0. And I don't think anybody else sees that in this area, but those five are special. And Bernie's going to miss those kids. And it's not just the talent. It's just they're intelligent kids who are leaders on this team. And hopefully the younger kids can pick up from that and then drive it forward.
You're exactly right. So the Pirates, 13-5-3 overall, 10-2 in the region.
Oh, yeah.
You know, impressive stats there. They just came up a little bit short, you know, faced off against the Jackson City game and district championship was that was a tough one. Again, minute 9 in and you give up a PK.
But we also said this, that may determine whether you're going to get to the finals or not. Is who wins the district, because you did not want to play Perry County Central.
Then Hazard ended up winning against Jackson City to advance, and it was Hazard and Perry County Central in the championship.
And that was the fourth loss for Hazard this year to Perry Central.
Right.
So Perry Central's that good. Now, whether they go on and advance and play again, they got that week off we just talked about.
They are 19-2-1.
Oh, they're good.
12-0 in regional play.
I'm not, if Powell had have gotten beaten them, then I don't think that Powell was out of the rim winning the region. If Powell could win that first game, but the region to me ran through Perry Central. If you beat them, you're probably the team to beat.
Yeah, that's a big statement, right?
Yeah. I mean, and if Perry wins that first one, they're probably going to win all the way through. But Perry's that good, and I wish them congratulations and best of luck as they move forward as well.
Yeah, their losses actually were to Madison Southern, Boyle County, and then their one tie was Prestonsburg. So, again, to be 19-2-1 on the season in soccer, that's impressive. Now, let's see how they
165 goals, I think, is that on the season?
I'm not sure as far as their overall stats necessarily.
I'm thinking I remember that, but maybe I remember it wrong. I know they gave up more goals than we did.
Right. They actually will play host to North Laurel in the regional tournament, boys
or state
side. Or state tournament, excuse me, yes, in the state tournament. I don't know that you kind of mentioned the stats there. What was the one that you said as far as
Goals scored and allowed.
Goals allowed was only 29, and they scored 144.
Yeah.
So let's see what the average goals were. Goalkeeper saves were more than 7 per match. So that's impressive. Had 7 shutouts. Goals allowed 1.2.
That's
impressive.
Extrapolate what the Palcati did, it was less than 1.2. We were just over 1, which shows you, to me, Perry and Powell were, the two best defensive teams in the region. That being said, again, Powell was an early exit, but, man, that team was – go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say the Pirates only allowed 22 goals.
Yeah.
However, they scored – Perry Central scored 144, Powell 78 goals.
60-goal difference?
Yeah.
Similar amount of games?
Yeah.
That's the key. That means just your offense is just that. Those kids were quick. I'm telling you, they were some really good players for Perry. It was going to be an uphill battle for anybody. But
yeah, the Pirates allowed 1 goal and they allowed 1.2. But impressive regards for both teams.
Both teams, and like I said, that's the way soccer is played. So if you're wanting to go see that 8-6 game, that's really probably two bad teams playing. You know what I mean?
It's, sure. Yeah. I mean, the just, defense is lacking, obviously. Yeah.
You got to be really good at defense to be able to win at soccer. And I think both teams, girls and boys, do that well. Now we just got to kick up the offense a little bit and get a few more goals and give yourself some breathing room in some of those matches. But again, that'll wrap up soccer for the season. We're going to take another break, come back and talk about volleyball before we wrap up with football at the end of the night. So here's your another break here on PCSN Live.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across Central and Eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
Welcome back here to PCSN Live.
your left and right fingers there were kind of, you know, yeah, right.
You're not like
it's almost like you were playing the piano and it just wasn't quite, you know, pushing the keys down.
I wish I could play a piano. I really do.
You and me both.
Anyway, volleyball action. Again, we had senior night on Monday.
Correct.
And thought we were going to be off for a week, and now we have a game scheduled for tomorrow night. So, throw that there first. Jackson City also had a cancellation, I think, on Friday with their team they play in the district, so it made sense to cancel that one. So, they'll come down to play tomorrow night versus Powell. Neither team wanted to be off that extra week before they started the district play.
Correct, which makes a lot of sense, right? Again, yeah. At least to get another match in.
That argument we had earlier, yes, it's the same kind of thing there.
At least to get one in, so they'll actually play tomorrow night. It's a JV varsity match.
Starts at 6.
So 6 o'clock, and then we'll be on NFHS only tomorrow for the volleyball game. At that point, depending on when the JV match kind of finishes up, but, you know, roughly 7
6,
o'clock,
6:45,
let's say.
7:15,
you know,
yeah. Somewhere in that neighborhood.
In order to have them. But the last match on senior night, the Lady Pirates played host to Lee County. They ended up winning 25-20, 25-15, 25-10. Very competitive matches, really. Yeah. It was a lot closer at times than...
Well, the first game especially, though, we got up to a 10-point lead,
yeah.
And they made a run.
That they did. It was 20-10, yeah.
Yeah, and I said they wouldn't be able to come back on that one, and they actually got it to, 22-20?
22 or 23-20. I don't remember which one it was, but
it's
still right there. Yeah,
that made it iffy when you got to that point. But you know, Lee County is a team that, you know, they defeated us last year. They're not much different than they were last year with their team. So you can't just say Lee County's not very good and be able to come out on top. They weren't consistent, but Powell County was consistent on Monday. Something that we haven't said all season about our team is we were consistent serving. We didn't have many violations as far as into the net or across the line. We didn't have those violations. I thought we received better and passed better. So everything that we had was negative Monday, they were better.
Probably the best match that we've seen them play all season long. Again, everything was clicking. More importantly for me, the serving.
Yes.
A lot better serving, a lot more points and runs on serve.
And not as, we're not talking about big time big serves. We're talking about just getting the ball over the net serves and make them play it.
Right.
We were having so many balls out of bounds into the net that just are giving up points for free. You just can't win matches. You know, we'll talk about the other kind of game in a minute, but I think this team, and just thought about this, maybe this shows if this team is confident, they play well. Because you just come off beating Lee twice in the Ken Jones Classic. I don't think this team thought at Lee was going to give them much of a game. And they came out very confident on senior night and was able to sweep three in a row. That may have been because they were confident, that they were freed up to just relax and play. If that's the case, find a way to relax going forward, because that's what it's going to take to win.
Right. And a little different lineup than what we've seen. Not that the same players didn't necessarily play, but still a different little rotation.
One player that's a normal starter that didn't play at all last night, and that did sit on the bench. Maybe she's sick. Don't know. I didn't find out from anybody either. So, but one player was missing. McKinley Hale got the start, and both seniors came up and talked to us after the game, and both of them mentioned that she gets her shout-out because she come in, stepped up big for them.
Yeah, and sometimes that's all it takes, right? Next player up, and you come in and you contribute, and everybody's like, okay, that's what we needed, right? Because sometimes when you send in different players, and I'm not necessarily talking about volleyball, but sometimes basketball, anything. Sometimes you send in a different player, and all of a sudden, it doesn't quite work out the way that you had expected it to. Fortunately for the Lady Pirates, again, solid performance all the way around from everybody. Literally everybody contributed, whether you were just coming in to serve, coming in on the back line, replacing somebody, you know, and you're going on front line, the serve, the most complete game I think that we've probably seen them. They looked relaxed.
Totally
they looked
agree.
Like they were having fun. The blocks, the kill shots, the set, I mean, again, just a complete game. If they can play like that going forward, they're going to be very difficult to beat. Now it goes back to, can you repeat that performance going forward and be consistent, which is what we've talked about as well.
And the match tomorrow, you look at the records, you look at RPI, you look at it, teams played, all the different statistical stuff. These two are really close.
Yeah, they're actually right behind us.
They're back to back.
We're 9-18, they're 9-19.
Yeah.
We're 5-11, they're 4-17 in the region. We're 5-3 in district, they're 0-4. But we're 41% and they're 37% RPI.
I would have to say this, their district is stronger than ours.
Oh, agreed. I mean, you've got Wolf County just sitting right there on, you know, in second.
And Breathitt, you know, who is pretty strong too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're in a really tough district. But again, the winner of Breathitt Jack Zittigas play Wolf County. So, you know, that game means something to Jackson Cities on Monday. But again, Powell County, I think it was good to add the game. But the confidence factor is going to be the big deal against Owsley next week, which is who we play. Some of the girls, they thought they were going to play Estill. And just the way my calculation is looking at all the numbers is Estill's got the best record.
At 4-1.
Owsley has
4-2.
4-2. And then Lee is going to be the 4 seed. Powell is the 3. So obviously you're playing Owsley. And I think it kind of surprised the girls that we said that, because they thought Owsley was the 1 seed. And
we're 3-3 in district play.
District play.
Because we're actually listed 5-3, but two of those games were against Lee in the Ken Jones Classic. So, I mean, at that point, you kind of knocked those out of the way.
Yeah, now the Estill County and Lee County play maybe
tonight.
So that is the
tonight
last
or tomorrow,
game, and it won't. And it doesn't matter now the outcome of the game because Estill swept Owsley, and that will be the first tiebreaker is head to head against Owsley, which Estill's got that advantage. Estill's definitely going to be the one. Owsley will be the two, which we'll play here Monday night. So it's a game to where I think that for Powell County, if you just said this preseason, you said, you know, that's okay. Owsley's going to be pretty good. We've seen what they can do. But when we look back at the matches, there's several mistakes, a lot of service errors, a lot of those penalties where you're in the net, across the line. We had a lot of those issues. And if we can clean that up, you take, you know, five or six giveaway points and get those back. Those matches were close enough where that 5 or 6 points makes a big difference.
Well, and when we lost to them 3 sets to 1, 25-23, 25-11, 25-22, 25-22.
You got to forget that 25-11 game. You got to just forget that one. But the others makes a difference.
Very close. And then, obviously, the most recent, 24-26, 23-25, 25-18, 25-20, 15-12. Very competitive, very close. It goes back to, like you and I ended up talking, you get a couple more service points, right? And not necessarily turn it over to give them a couple of points, and all of a sudden you win those matches.
If you take, let's say you average 4 service errors per game. Get those points that are, you get points instead of losing them. That's an 8-point swing.
Correct.
We're losing by 2. Folks, it don't take much math to figure out if you clean up the serve by itself.
And the faults into the net, you know, those little things, errors.
You can't do those in a close match. Now, if Powell doesn't do those, I think Powell wins. Or can win.
Yes, and fortunately for the Lady Pirates, the district is at home this year. So you're going to be at home. You're not going to have to travel. You faced off against this team. You've been competitive. Hopefully the confidence is building for the Lady Pirates, saying this is our home.
Hope so.
We're not losing, right?
Yeah, I really like this team, too. These kids, they got some personality about them. I really like the kids. They're young. You got some experienced leaders on the team, and, you know, I think Jazz has done pretty good. I think probably underachieved than what I expected, but maybe I expected too much out of this young team. But that being said, this team can win on Monday. Again, they got to get by tomorrow. It's not really a big deal, win or lose, but confidence-wise, it's big.
And be consistent.
Yes.
I think if you can repeat what you did against Lee and then going into Monday, right,
then you got a recipe for victory.
Correct. Now, at that point, put things together. So let me ask you this as a coaching perspective. So obviously it was a different rotation and lineup that we saw on Monday against Lee County. Do you go with that same lineup tomorrow against Jackson City?
It would depend on I hate to bench someone who was out because they were sick if they feel better. But again, you don't want to bench somebody who was a hot player either. So
what do you do? What's your call? Because it is a tough call.
I would probably at least get that kid back into rotation some.
But would you start those? I'm saying, would you go with the starting that started here?
Well, it makes a good argument to do that either way. I mean, it makes that argument very likely to happen to the other kid. You talk about, I think it's a junior over sophomore, right? The two players that are involved. You can make that argument. And the junior came out and didn't do anything wrong. So if you take him out, what did you reward him with? You know, I played well for nothing to sit. But again, if you're Wally Pipp, you know who Wally Pipp is. These kids don't, but Luke Gehrig went in for Wally Pipp because he was sick or got hit in the head the game before. He went into – Luke Gehrig got in, and then 2,100 and some games later, Wally Pipp was no longer – he was traded after that because he wasn't needed because Luke Gehrig took over. So all it takes is sickness, illness, missing a game for whatever reason. Somebody else steps in, they could be there for the rest of the season and all next year. So who knows? I mean, it's we'll find out tomorrow.
And as sports people being superstitious in some ways, right? At that point, to me, I'm probably going with the same rotation that I probably had, and let's see what happens. Now, I agree with you getting in the other player if they're healthy and
if they're
come
ready
back
to go, then you
absolutely
got to get them back in there.
Agreed.
Now, maybe it's a different spot. maybe somebody else isn't playing well. And look, it's nice to have competition. Makes you play better.
Correct. Right.
So now you gotta earn it. You gotta keep it, and let's go.
But I will say this too: collectively, you're a team.
You're a team,
regardless of who's on the court, on the field, or whatever else. Collectively, we're a team, and we want to win as a team, regardless of who's in there.
Yeah.
Let's support anybody and everybody, and
yeah.
Let's
and the
win.
One player we're talking about is McKinley Hale, and really, we haven't seen her play
a whole lot
that often.
Yeah,
as far as what we've seen, she may have played more when we didn't see it, but she's good enough to where she deserves to be out there. And she can make that argument to the coach. And again, you're not trying to start any friction,
not at
but
all.
It is what it is. It's
yeah.
great to have competition on a team because competition makes you better. Some people fold.
Yeah, right.
Okay, then that person's obviously going to be better. If you're going to give up, then this we're going with this. I definitely don't want to upset the apple cart too much tomorrow. But you got to go with your best hoop. Well, of course, we rotate 9-10 kids anyway. You got to find their strengths with those kids and put them out there in their strength.
I think that's why, though, I'm going back to that same rotation to start at least set number one, and let's see how it goes. Yeah. Keep that chemistry going, right?
I'm okay with that.
Until I have an issue, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, maybe you get to set number two or even later in set number one. Now let's bring in the other player. Again, if they're healthy or whatever
halfway
else.
Through,
now,
if you make some mistakes, we'll go. It, we're
correct.
Switch.
And now I've got, and I wouldn't necessarily pull somebody just because they make mistakes in that regard as much as it is, okay, let's just see how the collective is playing, and now let's rotate in and out to make sure that regardless, I still have fresh bodies in there that
so
can
there is a formula, I guess, what you're saying. Play game one, game two differently maybe, and see how the chemistry is the best and
go with that in the third
set. Figure that for Monday, right?
Right, yes, exactly, yeah.
I mean, bottom line, tomorrow's game means absolutely squadoosh.
Other than let's see come back and play, and hopefully that consistency is there.
Absolutely. We're going to take another break, come back with football talk after the break here on PCSN Live.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Your Stanton Dairy Queen Grill and Chill is the stop on the way to the game. Double cheeseburgers, chicken baskets, blizzards, sundaes, and so much more. Cold ale late on tap. The legendary biscuits and gravy served all day, and ice cream cakes for any occasion or just for dessert. Open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 in the morning to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 5:30 a.m. to 11 at night, and on Sundays, 7 to 10. That's your Stanton Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. Fan food, not fast food.
Stanton DQ is looking for smiling faces to join their team. Apply in person today.
Welcome back to PCSN Live. This is Dave Fulton along with Ken Simon. And football season is on a downhill slide now. We are
3 games left.
3 games left, barring a miracle for the Pirates.
We need back-to-back miracles.
Back-to-back.
This Friday and next Friday.
Powell would have to have back-to-back wins to have a chance at playoffs against arguably the best two teams.
Correct.
In the district.
Yes, and that will be Lawrence County, the Pirates playing host to them on Friday night, and then on the 20th, the following Friday, away at Belfry before we finish up senior night on the 27th against Betsy Lane.
Now, I looked at the numbers between Lawrence and McGoffin this week. 34-14?
Yeah,
I believe score.
They beat them pretty well.
And listen, we talked about how good the quarterback was for McGoffin County, and 49 passing yards against Lawrence. They did have a good rushing game. Now, that being said, I will go back to this point. Powell County's strength, obviously we know, is the run game. Estill kind of shut that down last week, big time. But going forward, maybe Lawrence isn't as good against the run, and maybe we're able to be more successful against Lawrence County, who did give up quite a few rushing yards against McGoffin. Again, I thought McGoffin's best part of their game was they had a really good quarterback. But, like I said, 49 yards is all they got passing. So maybe there's a element there where Powell County can use it. But Estill County was just far better than the Pirates. And I would say, not far better, but it was a close game. Powell County could have won that one if it wasn't for some just again goofy plays.
We didn't take advantage of turnovers.
No, yes. Edsel had four.
Four turnovers. We ended up getting one score basically out of that. Had a chance to potentially go up 14-0.
Just again, silly stuff kind of bit us in the butt again. You know?
Bad snap because we had it 3rd and 3, and all of a sudden now it becomes 4th and 12, you know, because of the bad snap. And at that point, we weren't able to convert.
12's a lot of yards for this offense again.
Yeah, you know, and at that point, we had our chances. Too many, you know, opportunities missed. Offsides, it shouldn't happen.
Four of those, right? Early?
Yeah, personal fouls, you know, from face mask to late hits, you know, I mean.
Well, the late hits.
Bad snap.
Sometimes a face mask might be inadvertent. But the late hits, you got to stay disciplined.
And then the bad snap, you know, that happened a couple of times. I know that.
You got to clean it up.
You have to clean it up.
At some point, I mean, it's not been like it's a new thing. It's something we've seen. And I get it. You know, the short snaps are always awkward a little bit, you know, but you're not going to get hit. You're kind of – centers are kind of you don't hit the center, right? I think that's the main thing. Right off the bat, they will block you, but you got to get them a free snap of the ball. You can't rush. You can't get in a hurry. You can't get tore up. You just got to make good snaps. But we're not under center, which makes it, guess what, a little bit tougher to be as consistent. And some of the ones we've seen are to the short back. And that we've seen those screwed up. And I get that because there's no distance between the two.
Yeah, that's tough.
Tough snap. So I get it. There's an art to it. And, you know, I'm sure these kids work on it all the time. But again, that being said, we're in for a – oops, I'm in a bad parking spot, aren't I?
No, you're fine.
Yeah, but I'm in the boss's way.
It'll be all right.
You just pulled in.
Well, we talked about this as well, that the Pirates, in order for them to win and be effective and have a successful season, we knew preseason going in, they needed to clean things up for themselves.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, they've not cleaned up enough in order to get those wins, and because of those mistakes, those penalties, the however you want to look at it, those things have been costly. So they've only hurt themselves with these losses. Let's see what kind of performance they'll have going up against Lawrence County.
Like I said, they may surprise me. Sometimes they play the better teams and show up and do something, you know, spectacular. But again, there's a really good team coming in.
5-2 overall.
Yeah.
2-1 in district.
They just defeated a team by 20 points that
beat us by 30.
That didn't have the running clock, but they got really close.
Yeah.
To a running clock against us. So there you go. That's just kind of where we'll leave it with that. And, you know, come out Friday night again. Our time, 7 o'clock. We are NFHS only. Again, tune in. And you can tune us in to NFHS. But also stay tuned to the Kiwanis Auction that's going on starting tomorrow night at 6. It'll run through Saturday.
6 to 9.
6 to 9. And, you know, tune in to the Kiwanis Auction and give them their support as well. You can kind of watch them on Facebook Live. It's done on radio. You can also turn us on NFHS. Put it on the big screen if you want to. But
and that's again, Thursday, Friday, Saturday
for the auction. We'll be on the air tomorrow and Friday, both NFHS broadcast again due to the auction. But again, great community deal. So support that as well.
You're exactly right. Again, we'll be on the air tomorrow night, approximately 7 o'clock for volleyball. Friday, 7 o'clock for football. As David said, come out and support the Pirates, both of those adventures.
And don't forget, we'll be at the district tournament before you know it on Monday. We'll be right back on the radio Monday night. Covered volleyball district tournament here at Tapao County High School. So don't get too far away. We're not going far. We got this short vacation that's going to be covered up. So
you're exactly right.
That being said, we'll see you next week here on PCSN Live.
Go Pirates.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that other banks just can't match. Whether you're needing a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, our team of local professionals have you covered. Visit 53 East Pendleton Street in Stanton or visit them online at pebank.com. Join their family of satisfied customers today and experience the hometown difference at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you.
People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ace Hardware, East College Avenue, Stanton, want to wish the best for your Powell County Pirates at their sporting events and their academics, at home or wherever life takes them. Next time you need an item for your lawn or garden, building needs, small or large project, plumbing, electrical, tools, including Craftsman, DeWalt, Husqvarna, and so much more, remember your Ace Hardware right here in Stanton, East College Avenue, Ace, the helpful place.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
Pickup Country 104.9, serving Irvin, Lee Coast, Salt Lick, Levy, Denniston, Golf's Corner, Kirksville, Pine Ridge, Nada, and Boonville. Thanks for listening local and around the world at WSKVFM.com.